We are learning with Sechtes Yevamos Daf Pei Amud Aleph, and we are beginning four lines from the bottom of Daf Ayin Tes Amud Beis. Ikri Kan. We learned in the Mishnah that according to Rabbi Akiva, a Sris Adam, which means someone who became a Saris after he was born a regular person and became a Saris later. So Halacha is according to Rabbi Akiva that he could be Chaylitz and Chotzen L'Ishtoi because it's not called a Yemachosh Mai Yisrael. It's not called the shame is erased. Yisrael, because he could have had children when he was younger. Shasa kosher, and therefore there's an nechayas b'chol. So breaking more akasha, ikri kan lahakim laachiv shame v'lav arachihu. How do we teach over here in the pasuk by Yevama? It says that lahakim laachiv shame l'chayra. Here he's not a barach. He can't have children. So how does he do yibum or chalitza? How's mechayim chalitza if he's not a barach to have children? Amarava. Im Kain, if you tie in a shasa kosher is not enough. Ein lecha isha k'sher liyavam. No isha would ever be able to be chayiv b'yibum. Shli nasa ba'ala soris chesus chama sha'achas kaim misosai. Every person before they die, we go through a time where they can't have children. Right before they die, they're so weak they can't have children. So if you tell me that shasa kosher doesn't count, then you have to be someone who can have children the whole time. So then they'll never be yibum because if Reuven dies. Then, right before he died, Reuven already was a Sris Chama, which means he became a Sris by himself, but it was Sris that happened later on. And still, we say, you do Yibam or Chalitza to his wife. Why? It was Shmai Machui. He couldn't have children. The Teretz is, because Shasa Kosher counts. When someone has Shasa Kosher, he's called someone who could have children. Same thing here also, when you have here a brother who is a Saris, if he's Sris Adam, since at one point he had a Shasa Kosher, he is called someone who could be make him shame Achiv. And he's called someone who, even though right now he can't have children, he's called enough to be called the Hakam Shem Hakam since he wants to have children. He had a Shasa Kosher. And the Rai is, every time a person dies, it's still his wife's Chayav Yibum, even though he right before he died, he couldn't have children.
What? It's really logical to compare the two.
So
he has a real accent when he's 12, 15 years old or when he's 25.
What, because it happened later?
He's dying, and it's the second boy dies, he's weak.
Right.
It wasn't like something happened to him. Everything else is good, but he can't.
The next time. And the Gemara says like this: the Gemara is a kasha. The Rabbi Eliezer peruka de Rava pirchi. Rabbi Eliezer argues on Rav Akiva, and Rabbi Eliezer holds that you don't go with shasa kosher; you go with something that's shayach berefuah. Rabbi Eliezer holds the opposite of Rav Akiva, and he holds someone was born as saris. By him, it's possible to have chalitza because he could have a refuah. Masha inkein, someone who happens later on has no refuah, so he doesn't hold of shasa kosher. So fear of the Yazir, it's kasha. Every time, you don't know shasa kasha. Every time, why do you do yibum to a person's wife right before he died? It became a saras. So my answer is hasam ki chishusha da askalaba bay. There, it's not really a saras. There, he is weak. There, he had a weakened state. That's why, not because he's a saras. He just couldn't have children because he was weak, and therefore it's not counted as a saras. Zokta Gemara hechi dami saris chama, which means. We said in the Mishnah that the Sris Chama has no Shasa Kosher. What's an example of a Sris Chama? Or basically, how do you know he's a Sris Chama? Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, Amar Rav Yechanan, Kol Shlei Ra Sha'achas B'Kashrusai. Anyone who never was kosher at any time. He was born a Saras. How do you know he was born a Saras? Amar Abaye Kol Matal Mayim V'Einer Sekipa. Any person who goes Meir Aglayim and the stream doesn't go like a bow, like a dome, it's then you know that he's already born a Saris and he can't have children. So anyone who's born like that, that's called a Sris Chama. And according to Rabbi Akiva, you don't do Chalitza because he has no Shasa Kosher. Mimayhava, from what does this happen that a child is born that way? So the Gemara, the Afi Ime Batira of a Shasa Shichra Marka. If the mother baked bread in a hot oven in the afternoon when it's very hot, that is not good for the child, and she drinks shichra marka, type of beer. So Rashi Sup Shatim either means beer that is watered down, or it means very strong beer. But in any case, this Sup Shatim Rashi, like upon him, if the mother doesn't take care of himself properly, it's possible to have a child who is a Sris Chama. Amar Rav Yosef, Hainu de Shama la'ami, I heard Rav Ami saying, Damar, kol shemei imoy loki. I heard him always say that Sris Chama is anyone who's from the mother's stomach already locked. Lay down in my knee, I didn't know what that was. And now I know. So if Rashi first Peshat means, I didn't know how it happened. Now I know how it happens. It happens if the mother is not careful and she cooks bread in a very hot day. That's one pshat Rashi. Rashi has another pshat that I didn't know what was going on. But now I know what's going on, a Sris Chama. That a Sris Chama is who? Someone who from his mother's womb, he's smitten. He already has this mum. Maybe he became better in between and then he has Shasa Kadesha. Good, he was born that way, but maybe in between he healed. Now again, he got sick. How do you know that the whole time, there's no Shasa Kadesha, there's no time that he could have children? So given the Tchilasa, since the beginning he was born that way, and he at the end of his life he also was that way, therefore we assume the whole middle also is that way, that he has this mom, but he's a Saras.
It happens in the mother,
right.
When's the Shasa?
No, maybe somehow afterwards he was healed for a certain period of time in between. Maybe. How do you know that? You checked him? So that's what Mara says. He's a terrorist. Mara says he was born that way and he's still that way that now. Why should we chayish? He got better in between. That's what Mara says. Masra Mari, Rachni Ran, Tignes Aymer. It says the halacha is that a bechar goes to the kayin, but the kayin has to bring it as a carbon. But if it has a mum, then the bechar can use it for his own use. He can eat it. So therefore, it's a big mila for a kayin that his bechar has a mum. But a mum has to be certified by Beis Din. They have to make sure it was a mum that the behemoth got by itself and you didn't make it happen. So it says there that the Kayin came and said that this mum was a mum it was born with, and it's a mum kavua. So what's called a mum kavua? If it's there for 80 days, it's 80 days, the mum, then it's a mum kavua. So it says there, you check three times, beginning of 80 days, end of 80 days, and the middle of 80 days, to make sure it didn't go away. So you see, you have to check in the middle also. So why here by Sris Chama that was saying never had Shasa Kadesh? It's enough if by the beginning, if it's born that way, and later on in his life he's that way. Why don't you have a check in the middle also? Dr. Marl Chad Aver, when it's a mum and one Aver, you're talking about a mum in the eye, either water in the eye or spotting in the eye. So there we are Chayshish that maybe got better. Lakula Gufa, a Saris is a Chayli on the whole Guf. We are not choshish that maybe he got better in between, and therefore, if he started off sick and he ended off sick, we assume that he stayed that way. Zok to Gemara Vayta. It's said in the Mishnah about Rav Elazar Omer, he holds that there's a maila of a Sris Chama over a Sris Adam, because Sris Chama is Shaykh Rufu and not a Sris Adam. The Gemara now will discuss the halacha of Asaras. Asaras is someone who never got Simone Godless, the Naked Shtei Cyrus. So he's like, when he's 13, he's still a katan. He's not Shnei Saris. When he's 14, he's still a katan. When, what level, what age do you say, you know what, he's not a katan anymore, he's a saris. A saris could be a gadol, it could be chayv and mitzvahs. He's not getting Shnei Saris. He's not someone who's mature enough to have Shnei Saris. He can't have children, but he could be a gadol. So what age do you know now that he's a saris and he's not a katan anymore? Raminu. Ben Esrim, so Raminu, I'm going to ask you a kasha on this Rabbi Yezah who says that a Sris Chama, the halacha is, according to Rabbi Yez, a Sris Chama, since Shaykh Rufua, the halacha is Sris Chama does Chalitza, and you do Chalitza to his wife also. So Raminu, Ben Esrim, Shon of Lehi Vishnei Cyrus, if someone hits 20 and then Vishnei Cyrus, the Viu Raya Shu Ben Esrim, he should bring a Raya that he's 20 years old, who has Saris, and he has the Simone Saris, like we'll see on my base. The Gemara Abayi is different Simone Saris, that he has very thin hair, his skin is very soft, he has all those Simonim, then Lecholitz Vlemiyavim. He doesn't do Chalitza, he doesn't do even. Why? He's a certified Saris now, and the Yavama, who is waiting for Chalitza now, could go marry anyone she wants because he is not Chayiv in even Chalitza because he's a Saris. Bas Esrim Vlevia Shtei Saris, if it's a lady who reaches 20 and she doesn't get Shtei Saris, Yavia Raya Shibes Esrim, let her bring a Raya, she's 20, via Islands, she has Simoni Islands, which we'll see also on my base what Simoni Islands are. There's no chalitza and there's no yibum because she's a saras. What?
Doesn't say anything about
this one. It says the hiya islandess. That's what it means. It's just what I said before. Who has saras? That's what it means. Simone of hiya islandess. That means she has simoni islandess. It didn't say either what the simoni saras is either, which is Oman Bays. But it says the hiya saras means there are simoni saras. But hiya islandess means there are simoni islandess. The very silly. The age when at that point if she didn't reach Shtei Saris, didn't get Shtei Saris, we know he's a Saris, is 18, not 20, 18. Rabbi Eliezer, he married, depends. Hazacha, Kedivir Beis Hillel, is wait till 20, because they mature, it takes longer to mature for Hazacha. When the Kedivir Beis Shammai, Repesha Isha, Meheres, Lovai. Lefnei Ish. Because Isha matures faster than Ish. Isha is matures faster than Ish. Therefore, by a Zacha is 20. By a Nekeva is 18. That's what Rabbi Eliezer says. So what's the Kasha? So here we have a Braisa. Rabbi Eliezer gets involved in the Braisa. Rabbi Eliezer is saying that, and says you don't do Chalitza or Yibum. What age? So Beshame says 18, Misil says 20, and Rabbi Eliezer says I have a Pshara. Zachar 20. Yeah, what do you mean? So his master is saying that Allah is loy chayelitz of yavim. We just said in the Mishnah that according to Rabbi Eliezer, asris chama, someone was born a saris, the Allah is there is chalitz of yavim. Here it says ain't a chalitz of yavim. So it's a stira in Rabbi Eliezer. Our Mishnah says Rabbi Eliezer holds that since it has a refuah, you chayelitz of yavim. Here it says in that amurav mibar the kuli amashmul chazav by Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer was chayzer. So which one is the ikur? He was chayzer. Which one was chayzer from what? The boy lume hey hadabei. Which one was the chayzer? Is the our Mishnah the second one is the chazara from the Braisa or the Braisa chazara from the Mishnah? Which one's which? Which one is which? Dr. Gemara, might even be a Mishnah. This might be a Mishnah Nida. Which one is the ikur? Is the one in Nida or the one over here in Yevamis? Tashma, bring a raya. Time to the Braisa. Rabbi Eliezer, Imer, Sris Chama, Choylitz v'Cholos Nishtoi. A Sris Chama, you give chalitza. Gives chalitza and you give chalitza to his wife. She came with mino misrapim beachsandri shamatzraim. Because you find that they have a refuah. There's a refuah in Alexandria. There's a refuah there. So what do you see? So how do you see which one's the ikkah now? So Rashi's two pshatim. Either pshat is since we have a brisa, we have two. We have a mishnah and a brisa. So that's two against one. We know that's the second Rabbi Eliezer, and that's the halacha that he holds tris chamas chalitza cholsim. Or he says pshat is. Since here he brings a raya that there was a refuah in Mitzrayim, so that's pashut. If there is a refuah, then everyone agrees that the halacha is chayelitz v'cholzim. So it must be since he brings a raya that there's a refuah. So then this is the ikur. Our mishnah wouldn't be ikur because he's just saying it mesvara there's a refuah. But here he has a raya that there's a place there was a refuah. So therefore, that's the ikur. That's the ikur of Rabbi Eliezer. That's the ikur of Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Kiva holds that he didn't believe the story. He didn't believe the story. He said there was no such thing as a refuah. That's what he holds. There's no, but anyone hold it if there's a four, they hold chayelitz v'cholzim. So the Gemara said right now, first Harris's stira was that Rabbi Eliezer was chayzer, and which was ikker, our mishnah is ikker. Rab Elazar Oimer, the Amir Rab Elazar says, la'ilam lahadabei. There's no chazara. The brisa it says 20 or 18. It says there lochelitz v'misivemes. Ahu lo'inchim. Rabbi Eliezer says hazachar is 20 and the keva is 18. He's not going back on what the brisa was saying. Because he holds the achelitz v'yavim, because the shayach refuah. He's just talking about oinchim, that at this point it becomes a gadol, at this age it becomes a gadol, or we'll see, maybe it goes to my freya. But he's talking about oinchim, when is the shir, when we know he's not a katon, he is a gadol, so that is when 18 or 20, telling that, the isha or ish, akaponim, so that brisa that says, that Rabbi Yezza says, is pshar between Rasil and Shammai, is not referring to chalitza yibim, it's referring to oinchim. Now, what does it mean exactly? And now we'll see in the next Gemara. Itma. Ochel Chalev, we have this person, he doesn't have Shtei Cyrus. Ochel Chalev, and Shteim Esrei, V'yoyim Echad. It's a Isha, it's a woman, who usually at 12 years old becomes a Gedoyla. And she ate Chalev from 12 Ad Ben Shmoni Esrei till 18. But no, the boy is Simoni Saris. And she got Simoni Saris. So Acham can't have Shtei Cyrus. But after 18, she got Shtei Cyrus. So what's the halacha? At 18, it makes a difference about Shtei Saris later. It's too late. At 18, even though it's the Losh Zachir, but we're going on a keva because it's 12. Rashi says we're going on a Tenaikis Kai, we're going on a Nekeva. Al Kaponim, I'm going to Rabbi Eliezer Shita, that Nekeva goes by 18. So from once she hits 18 and she has all the Simanim of a Saris, the halacha is, she is a Gedoyla. Right? She's a Gedoyla then. So what has it work? Goes to my Freya now, and that turns out from 12 she was a Gedoyla, or from now on she's a Gedoyla? On one end, you could say, because now she was a Saris. If she was a Saris, that at 12, she didn't say Saris. It wasn't a Raya, she's a Ketana. It just means she was a Saris. On the other hand, maybe only now, when you know she's a Saris, does it become a Gedolah. So it's a Machlekes. Rav Amanah Saris Mafreya. Shmuel Amar, no. Katan Ayyubay Zesha. She or he was a Katan until 18 or until 20, they considered a Katan. Great thing about Kasha and Rav, Mask of Rav Yisuf, the Rav. Rav Yisuf has a Kasha going to Rav Shito. Islandist, Ramei, Hela Knas. So, Islandist, Vira Meir, Sheheva Knas. The loch is, there's didn't Chavishim Kesa for Oinis and Mafata. So, it says in the Mishnah, in the Bryson Ksubis, it says, the Islandist Ain law like knas like pitu. That's what it says. And we said, who's it going according to? Going according to Rav Meir holds katana in la knas. So I don't know, she has a din of a katana, and therefore, since she has no Cyrus, she has a din of a katana. We know that's clear, that there's no din on Yisrafata by a bigris after Nairis. But it's, and the chalek is by a katana. Rav Meir holds, by a katana, there is no Yisrafata either. The only thing on Yisrafata, only by Naira, only for those 6 months of Naira between katanas and bigris. So it says that Islandess ain't la knas. Why not? Because going to her mayor, and she's a katana. She goes straight from katana to la gedola at 18. She goes straight from there to there. So the question is, well, if you rav that you become a freya or gedola from 12 years old, so then she should become a naira 12 until 12 and a half, and it's shaykh to have knas by Islandess from 12 to 12 and a half. You go to my freya maskalar is the rav Islandess her mayor la knas amle abaya. No, mikatnus yotzis labager. She goes straight from katnus to bagrus. Since she never got to Cyrus, you don't have any years of any months of nairus. She never is called a naira. She goes straight from being a katana to a bagrus. Vada goes to my freya from 12. She's taka gedola, but it goes straight from katana to bagrus, not to nairus. That's what Rabbi answered of Yosef. Amalei, I love that pshat. Called yihani milim alisay sam meshmai. And all those good pshatim you say for my name. The Tanya, I'll bring a rav a brayse like you. The Tanya, look at the brayse. Two separate halachas. One halacha is, Ein asaras nida ke ben sarah emayra. An asaras cannot be a ben sarah emayra. If he's ain't ben sarah emayra, nida nam v'chsim v'zak in atachtan. A ben sarah emayra can only become ben sarah emayra if he has shtei sarahs. By v'zak in atachtan. Vein islandess is done as k'nairam rasa. And the brayse also says, islandess is never nairam rasa. Why not? He goes from katnus to bagrus, straight from katnus to bagrus. So you see this hisoid, taka, you see this hisoid that it goes straight from katnus to bagrus, and that's a riot too, a biased teretz, that it goes straight from the teretz to rav. Even if you rav, you become a gdoyla from your 12, there's no nairus. It goes straight from being a katana straight to being a bagrus, and there's no nairus. Because nairus only passes when you have shtei cyrus, then you become a naira for 6 months.